A humanitarian hell, that's how one UN official described what's happening in the Syrian province of Idlib. Syrian forces, under the direction of President Bashar al-Assad, have been raining bombs down on hospitals, schools and other civilian targets. Hundreds have died. Idlib is the last stronghold of the rebel and jihadist fighters who've been trying to overthrow Assad since 2011. It's a city, though, that's made up of 70% women and children. People who have fled the horrors of Aleppo, Homs, Raqqa, seeking refuge, only to find themselves on the run again, or worse. Here's Paolo Pinheiro, chairperson of the UN's Independent Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic, pleading for a ceasefire.
History is repeating itself, and the children of Syria are suffering, while member states fail to do what is within their power, stopping the carnage. Given the recurrent nature of violations, there must be a focus on how to assist these children in practical, concrete ways. Repeated exposure to violence and insecurity has dramatically impacted children in Syria. Boys and girls exhibit signs of trauma, including psychological and behavioral disorders. They also suffer from chronic fatigue and acute stress. This applies equally to all children in Syria, including government-controlled areas.
Over 3 million people are at risk in Idlib city, and Turkey borders the city. It has already taken in over 3 million Syrians fleeing for their lives in the nine-year hell that has been the Syrian war. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has threatened military action to stop the bombardment of Idlib. Well, we can talk now to Jasper Mortimer, who's a journalist based in the Turkish capital, Ankara. Jasper, thanks for taking our call. For those who haven't been killed by the bombs in Idlib and the bullets, they've frozen to death. It really is a horrific situation there.
Yes, look, you know, people say 900,000 or nearly a million have moved towards the Turkish border since early December. But in fact, the number of displaced people in Idlib is much bigger than that, because before December, hundreds of thousands of Syrian opposition supporters had been fleeing to Idlib as the last rebel holdout. These are people who knew that as soon as the Syrian government took their district, the security police would come knocking on their door. So they all went to Idlib. And Turkey fears that if the Syrian government advance in Idlib progresses, more than a million people will try and cross the border into Turkey. Turkey has closed that border. It's built a wall, but it won't be able to stop an influx of more than a million people.
So what are they going to do, Jasper? What form would any Turkish action take?
Well, look, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's policy makes sense from his point of view, which is to stop more refugees coming in. What he's determined to do is to stop President Bashar Assad's advances in Idlib, stop the Syrian government from pushing more refugees into Turkey. And he plans to do this by using the Turkish army to make Idlib into a haven for Syrian opposition supporters. If Turkey can make the opposition supporters feel safe in Idlib, then they won't flee to Turkey.
But would that involve military action, which would in turn put civilians in even more danger, perhaps?
Well, that is a drawback. It certainly does involve military action, and this is why you're seeing these clashes now. You know, initially under the Sochi Agreement of September 2018, agreed between Turkey, Russia and Iran, Turkey was allowed to set up 12 observation posts in Idlib. The aim of them was to de-escalate the fighting there and provide a sort of safe area for civilians. But the Syrian government in the past few months has advanced into Idlib. Its forces now surround four Turkish observation posts. However, Erdogan said this week that that is not acceptable. He is going to drive the Syrians out if they don't withdraw from Idlib by March the 1st.
Thank you very much indeed, Jasper Mortimer, journalist based in the Turkish capital Ankara, on the ongoing horrors of what's taking place in Idlib province in Syria.